Welcome to your five for the day on this Christmas Day. The Gospel of Luke gives the most detailed story of the birth of Christ and also the most detailed prescription for joy. Luke wants us to see that the story of the world meeting Jesus in the flesh is a story of the world finally finding full joy in God. It begins with the birth of John the Baptist. The angel said to Zechariah, "Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall call his name John. And you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great before the Lord, and he will go before him to make ready for the Lord a people prepared for him." So even before the Lord Jesus was born, the message was a message of joy. Through his angel, the Lord promised that people would rejoice at the birth of John because he would pave the way for the Christ. The joy God's people would have in Jesus was so real and so intense that they would feel it looking into the face of the messenger, a man set apart to declare the coming of the King. Rejoice! The King is coming into the world to save sinners and spread his joy. Then the baby was born. The Messiah himself came forth from heaven through his mother Mary. That night an angel appeared to some shepherds and declared, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people." Those poor, unsuspecting shepherds were hearing the chorus of praise that we've sung ever since. Joy to the world, the Lord is come, let earth receive her King, let every heart prepare him room. Rejoice, the King has come, and with this baby, fullness of joy was born for all who would believe. Jesus' birth was not Luke's final word about our joy. Even in the midst of the very worst circumstances, Jesus' message remained the same. Rejoice in that day, and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven. The baby born in Bethlehem was born to die in our place. He went to the cross and received the punishment we deserved for our sin. He died to purchase the joy the angels announced at his birth. And 3 days later, he rose from the dead, the firstborn of all who would follow him. He appeared to his disciples and showed them how all of the Bible was pointing to him, the baby laid in a manger, the preacher of good news, the Son of God crucified on the cross, the King who conquered the grave, the joy of the world. And after he left them, ascending into heaven and promising to return, they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. The King that died never surrendered to death. He rose and reigns in glory, sending his disciples among the nations to offer everyone everywhere never-ending joy in him and with him in his presence. He rules the world with truth and grace and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness and wonders of his love. Rejoice! Jesus was born and died to display the love of God to us and to have a world of worship, sons and daughters from every people on earth who will live and sing and enjoy God with him forever. Will you be one of them? Be sure you are, and make this Christmas your best and most joyful Christmas ever. Have a great day today, and may God bless you over this Christmas period. Thank you for listening.